I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky with RE/MAX Advantage Plus was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of RE/MAX Preferred is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities. This combined dynamic duo has sold over 2,000 homes, ranked in the top 1% nationwide, top 10 in the state of Minnesota, and still have time to get together every Saturday to talk about real estate. Here's Abby Prasky and Chris Rooney, Denny Long, and the Real Estate Radio Hour.
Yes, indeed. We are back at it, welcoming your phone calls and text messages if you have any kind of a real estate question. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. All right, Chris and Andy, what was the week like since we spoke last?
In real estate, that is. Friday was the best day we've had all year so far.
No kidding.
The phone was ringing. People were asking, you know, great questions and, you know, setting appointments to get their houses listed. And it was probably one of the most energizing days I've seen in 6+ months.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sun probably helped with that, too.
I would imagine.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm telling you, psychology is a big part of selling a house and, you know, and getting back into that. When it feels like spring, then you think like spring, you know. And, oh, let's get our house on the market.
And for realtors, right, it's go time. I mean, everyone's finally got their stuff ready. Things are going on the market. And, you know, and we were kind of in a time here that was tough because you got Easter, then you got Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you go on the market, when you don't. Because sometimes, and usually it's Easter and Mother's Day, you don't get as much excitement over that weekend, and it's fishing opener as well.
Right.
So maybe they're out of town.
And then Memorial Day coming up.
Yeah. And then Memorial Day, yeah. And so it kind of like, when do you put it on?
Father's Day, is that one doesn't
They don't care about that.
Oh,
right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It doesn't matter. So anyways.
Yeah, wait.
I know I do open houses on Father's Day, but.
No, but here's the thing. Chris, we joked about this for years now that Mother's Day is always a guaranteed order or sale. When you work an open house, Mother's Day, think about this, Denny. Everybody's out having a nice Mother's Day. They go to church. They go
brunch.
To brunch. And then they're like, what do we do next? Let's go for a walk. And all of a sudden people are walking the neighborhood and the open houses get busy. We've actually had more success with, you know, connecting with people on those kind of holidays, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever, than we have in the past. And it's a lot of agents, you know, for obvious reasons, will decide to not do that. But a lot of the guys and gals that I work with do, and they have great success with it.
I hope you're right. We did. We adjusted times. We typically go Sundays from 12 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And like on these days, we go from 2 to 4. So they can kind of get their stuff done and hopefully come and walk that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Mine just happens to be an acreage one. So hopefully they're probably jogging.
Yeah.
or driving. Yeah, just a nice little drive. But I think the weather is not supposed to be as great tomorrow, is it?
Yeah.
Mr. Lynch say. Is it? Good.
Yeah, just a small chance of showers, but not. I mean, really small.
Yeah, but there's a lot of open houses that happen today, you know, to kind of make up for that. So, market is good. People are getting their stuff on. There's a lot of good things coming. I know we've listed a lot of good ones.
And you know, Denny, the cool thing, I'm always the shopper, you know, think about what is the cost of money. Mortgage rates actually went down this week. They softened a little bit with all the crazy things going on in the news and the stock market. So the mortgage rate softened a little bit again. They're just over 4%. I mean, it is such a fantastic value, you know, with a mortgage rate right now.
Yep. Time to purchase.
Yep.
Yeah.
Time to do it, you know. And then you talk about, you know, interest rates being low. Andy and one of Andy's teammates, Nathaniel Pettis, and I'm kind of helping market some Prescott. You've that log cabin we talked about, but there's also development out there.
Yeah.
If you go to andyandrooney.com, they're willing to do contract for deeds out there, which is kind of unusual with very little amount of money down. So
on land, that's a big deal on land.
Yeah, they're all
a lot
acreage
of times
parcels.
They won't do that, and and getting financing on land sometimes can be, you know, a task in itself. I mean, local banks are usually the bank to go to, and then the amount of down payment usually shocks people because some banks will do, I think, as little as 10 now, but most of them want 20 or 30% down on you know, vacant land.
Sure.
So it's, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, usually with a development, when you buy a lot, they want you to start building on it right away, usually within a year. But in this case, you could extend it if you wanted to. So
for a quick example, so do they want you then to mow it? Obviously, you close on it, you pay the taxes, and there's an association fee, I'm sure, that you pay. But are you supposed to be mowing that lot then? Or
it's very minimal, but you don't have to. No.
So you can let it go natural and let
absolutely.
It sit? Okay.
Yeah, until you're ready to kind of get out there and build. So
cool.
Kind of a good opportunity. So we also brought back a repeat of performance, Mr. Thane Tandy, from Naughty Ore Marina in Prior Lake. I've known Thane for years. He's given us a lot of insight. He obviously owns a marina, really kind of in tune with the lake. And also, you guys are selling. You got a line that you sell as well.
Yes. Yeah, thanks, Chris and Andy, for having me back. I guess it was back by popular demand.
We forgot to add that.
I'm picking that up. All right. We are into our third season now selling the Crest pontoons, and they've been doing real well. And talking about weather, that has really helped the boat sale as well. And Mother's Day here. Can't forget about our moms here tomorrow. But, yeah, the boat sales have really been increased and a lot more inquiries, and it's a great line we carry.
Yeah, and I mean, we're a real estate show, but, I mean, the reason why we talk about this is because a lot of our listeners are actually on water, and we talk about what's the best way to enhance your use of the lake and your lifestyle, and what an awesome opportunity with a pontoon. They used to be the old man's sport. Now it's, my goodness, we talked last time you were in studio. It's so crazy what they're doing with pontoons nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, back in the day, pontoons were kind of looked at as like minivans.
Yeah.
They just weren't cool.
Right.
And but now it fits all ages. You know, there's nothing better than having a luxurious floating barge and then putting a nice big engine on it. It's the best of both worlds.
Like I say, we're up at the cabin and we get on the pontoon and it's like sitting in a Lazy Boy. It's like these seats are so cozy and comfy, and you know, and how do you not have fun when you're comfortable?
Absolutely.
And live it on the lake. I mean, it's obviously a lifestyle, and I think that's what we wanted to kind of talk about today, is kind of bring in all aspects of it, because I mean, being on the lake is fantastic. But you know what? There's some expenses that come with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether or not, you know, it's, you know, buying a boat, maybe you're renting one, you know, you're utilizing that marina instead. You know, there's a lot of people on the lake that don't even have docks, you know, and they'll just use the, you know, I mean, renting versus buying. Thane, you might want to close your ears here, but I know you guys rent as well. But, I mean, being able to get out on one of those Lazy Boy barges, as taking your guys' little quotes here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get out and enjoy the lake for, what, half a day? What's that cost?
Yeah, it depends. You know, weekends and holidays might have a little bit of an increase. But, yeah, for $200 to $300, yeah. And the crazy thing about it is that we actually have lost, had a little bit of turnover with slip customers, because after they saw our awesome line of rentals, they're not the typical little folding chairs and whatever else. I mean, these are brand new every year. So
did you guys ever have that growing up, where you have the pontoon where everybody's in a lawn chair?
Totally.
And then all of a sudden you hit a wave and everybody's lawn chair collapses.
we used to live on Prior Lake back in 2001. And I remember we had one of those pontoons on 4th of July. You know, we had the chairs on the deck.
Of course.
And we were coming back from 4th of July. As you know, Thane, it's crazy out there.
Absolutely.
On the water, and everyone's going. And we had too many people, and it started
on the front.
Yeah, it started going under the water. The chairs are flying off. And we're like, uh-oh.
Everything floats to the back of the boat.
That's,
you know?
That's why I'll just rent one instead.
And then hand him back the keys and say, sorry
totally.
About that.
Yeah, it's yours. Yeah.
No, those are fun times. So I tell you, some of my best memories as a kid were at the lake, for sure. Or
totally.
I was so lucky. My grandparents, basically on all sides of my family, have all been around water or had something to do with water, cabins, whatever. And that's just the best. And, you know, even now, like when you look back, I still have connections with my cousins because we remember the – you may remember when we were fishing and those girls were waving at us and, you know, and all those crazy fun memories that you can create at the lake. And it's just – I'm telling you, if you can afford it, like I grew up where I've always wanted to be on the lake. And it's one of those things that, man, if you can afford it, let's do it.
It's well worth it too. And I'll tell you, I was just talking to some people this last week that were doing – they're selling their cabin up north. They're selling their house and they're getting on the lake. You know, here, because they want that. They want that every day instead of just, you know,
live it
on the weekends.
Instead of think about it.
And the other thing is that, you know, like they were saying, they're, you know, people don't have time to go up to the cabin.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're saying, hey, let's grab it down here. And that's why, I mean, prices are, you know, you'll see like
let's
one
talk
level
about that when
living.
We come back. Talk about the difference between living on a lake and not.
Yep.
All right. We'll do that. We'll take our usual break here. If you have a real estate type of question, call it in or text it in. And good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. If you do happen to have a question, 651-989-9226, or send a text if you like. That is 81807. Do you want to grab that? Should we do that?
Yeah. How much does a slip rent for on Minnetonka? I know that you have them on Prior Lake, but I'm sure you probably know.
Yeah. Well, ours are pretty much have a flat rate price. We're letting them go now for $37.50 a season, a little bit more if they want dry docking. But I believe most of the Minnetonka slips are based on the accommodations and length of the boat or length of the slip.
Yeah, footage, yep.
Yeah, there's some big differences. You know, I've got friends that have rather large boats on there, and they spend up to $10,000 a summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of those slips I was just looking online, and they were, while we were talking – and there was some stuff over in like on the St. Croix where it was up to 60-foot boats can be accommodated in their marinas. And it was like so many – it ended up being like $900 a month or whatever it was. And it's – but they make you sign a yearly contract.
Yeah, you got to sign it all year long.
Yeah, and some of them are bubbled in so that they stay there. The boats don't – they don't pull them and trailer them, you know, obviously. So.
Yeah, and then they'll store them for you and stuff like that. So you mentioned dry dock. What does that mean?
Yeah, typical dry docks – you know, businesses will take and drop the boat in via forklift, but we accommodate quite a few of our customers where they just leave the boat on the trailer and then they'll call in, you know, 2 to 4 hours ahead. We'll tow the boat out of storage to the lake, drop it in, and they walk right onto the dock and jump on. And when they're done, they just throw us the keys and we load it back up and put it back into storage.
Sounds like my lifestyle. I like that. How about you, Denny?
Yeah.
I saw you shaking your head. Yeah.
We don't have red carpet like you would probably request.
That's Andy.
And theme music when he's walking down the dock.
It's funny when you talk about that, you know, with slip rentals and the size of the boat and stuff like that. And that's really how lakeshore property is,
right,
is whether or not you're on a cliff, what part of the – which way do you face, you know, what's the shoreline look like, you know, how much shoreline do you have, what you can build. I mean, if you have 50-foot wide, I mean – it's going to be hard to get kind of like a main level living type place. You're kind of going up, so you get a different type of buyer.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if you can include the most type of buyer, and what we're finding is that, you know, a walkout rambler type on a lake that's, you know, fairly gradual to the lake or flat, not in a floodplain, is where you get your most money.
Yeah, I think that's the easiest too, because then your guests come over, it makes it easy to get down to what they're there for, which is the lake, and then to get back up to the cabin is fairly easy. But you know, I've had relatives of mine where they actually seeked properties on the busier lakes, but they didn't want to have the busyness of the boats in their face. So they wanted to be up, you know, 20 to 30 feet above. And so they were looking for a property where they could actually ride down to the shoreline, keep up high, and then have the beautiful, you know, serenity of the views and the you know, you're at the lake, but you're away from it.
There's a lot to say about that, Andy, because, I mean, we'll have that. I mean, on the lakes, there's some that have just, I mean, unbelievable views. And there's a lot of people that like that, like myself. I like to just see the water. I'm not going to go in it. I had a terrible...
You're the guy with the pool at the lake?
Totally, yeah. but I'm kind of a... I was bit by a fish. I think it was a piranha. At 11 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so I'm not going back in there unprotected.
They got counselors for that.
Those sunfish are aggressive. If you have a freckle, even up in Big Lake, they go right after freckles or whatever.
Yeah, they're nasty. So I tend to stay out of it. But the views are are wonderful. And I think a lot of people say, well, gosh, it's not flat lakeshore. Let's try not to tell them when you're marketing it. And that's, I think that's the opposite you got to do. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of people that love that. And if you say that that's a bad thing, mm-hmm. then they're going to look at, okay, that price, I'm going to get that price lower versus like, hey, this is a great majestic views on this. And now you just got to get down to the lake. I mean, how many times do you go down and onto the boat and into your, you know, or mm-hmm. go swimming in the lake? You're looking at it most of the time.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Yeah, it's all fun till you forget your sunglasses or your bottle opener. You got to take that hike up to get it.
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
They have those boxes down at the beach.
Well, you know, a big part of that too, guys, I mean, and not to bring up all the labor part of it, but when you have that higher lakeshore and you're bringing the jugs of gas down to fill up your toys, that is a pain,
you know, we
too.
Have marinas that supply fuel as well.
You know, reason just seven why I would keep a boat at a slip. I don't have to deal with it. But you're right. I mean, that's and it's not that much more expensive. You know, you do the math on it. By the time you buy your big gas buddy for $300-$400 and you break it, of course, every summer. So you're buying parts for it because they've got so much fuel and sloshing around. And,
yeah, but the misconception of that, though, is, and we try to educate our customers, is that, you know, the fuel we sell is basically specifically for marine. It's a marine grade. It's a non-oxygenated and non-ethanol.
Mm.
And the big kicker is the ethanol. You know, attracts water and it's just doesn't burn as clean, doesn't have as long of a shelf life. So we, you know, our cost on it is significantly more than what you get at a fuel station. So it's not your high octane different grade.
So it's a specialty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's something that's, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point because, you know, we've always thought of it just as a convenience fee, an extra buck 50 a gallon.
And
it's not necessarily the case.
And we hate that. We do not price fixed based on convenience. It truly
you
is
should,
a higher grade. We should, yeah, exactly.
And you have Heggie's pizzas.
Yeah, it's, ooh, absolutely.
What?
Some better than Heggie's.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It you is should send close. Us some samples.
It is getting close to lunchtime. We have to take a break. We have more show to come, another half hour or so. If you want to ask a question by text or phone call, 651-989-9226. Text, meanwhile, 81807. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on CCO, here every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. If you have a question, call it in or text it in. Again, the phone number is 651-989-9226, and the text is 81807. You guys want to grab a text? Should
Let's
we get to it? We're getting a few in here. Let's see. Oh, here's one that we get from time to time. What do you guys think of the current trend of selling your house as is?
And I think they mean by the current trend because there's a lot of places that will buy your house.
A lot of ads running, yeah.
Ads, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you want out quick and are fine to let someone else make the equity part of it, I mean, I guess it's not a bad thing. But,
you know, I still think those
I'm just anti it because.
In today's market, though, Chris, and I'll just make a bold kind of, you know, prediction here, that the way houses sell as fast as they sell right now, I don't see any value in a quick get me out of pain offer. You could hire a local agent, have that house full of crap, say I'm selling it this way, full of crap, excuse my French, but that's French for garbage, that you know, would be full, and you could say part of the price is you clean it out yourself, it's as is, and you'd still get offers, and you'd probably get offers that are significantly higher, and you have somebody guiding you through the process versus crossing your fingers hoping they're not, you know, contracts are where you get stung usually, so... and I'm not calling anybody out on their contracts. I'm just saying that that's where you want to make sure the terms are in your favor versus instead of somebody else's.
Yeah.
And usually when somebody else writes it, it's usually in their favor. So.
Right. And remember, when you're selling it as is, it depends at what stage of as is you are what you'll get paid for it. So it's not like, hey, you can have a foundation that's falling down and think you're going to just get away with that and get the same price because
you're
not going to do that.
We've had it where, Chris, you and I have also used an as is addendum in a sale to protect our seller, where it's like they just want to be free and clear of all future. They want to move on, retire, go wherever to the.
So upon closing, it's as is.
You're accepting it today as it is. You're not going to come after us. It's, you know, buyer beware.
And a lot of people think that, you know, hey,
that's
whole as is addendum is that, you know what, you're purchasing it, you're buying it as is. Well, you still have the inspection.
Yes.
To go through with it. And if you don't want to buy it, you don't have to buy it. You know, if that as is got too crazy or. It happens that, hey, you know what? I didn't know about this. The inspection kind of showed this up. I want you to be able to pay for it. And some people say, well, no, I sold it as is. Well, okay, then we won't buy it.
Right.
You know, so it's as is as the date that you close on the property.
Disclosure law still applies. So you still have to do either the waiver, you have to do the disclosure. And so the buyer's coming in, if everything's waived and there's an as is addendum, I mean, really spend your time doing your due diligence because you don't want to waive all of that and not have a recourse if somebody, you know, fraudulently set you up.
Yeah. And typically an as is, you would get it if it was based on lot value.
Right.
And let's just say it was a house that was starting to fall down and you were going to tear it down anyways. Mm-hmm. That now you don't need an inspection. You say, yeah, it's as is. It's done.
Right.
So
gotcha.
Just to clarify, because I've ran into that quite a few times.
There's another one. Do liens against real estate properties need to be cleaned up first or can they be cleaned up after the sale?
Just need to be cleaned up prior to transferring title. Or otherwise it will be cleaned up at that point.
Right. It depends on the kind of deed that the consumer asks for, too. If they ask for a warranty deed that warranties that we've cleaned it and scrubbed it and cleared it, that's different than if they accept, you know, they may accept a lien from an association or they may accept a whatever, you know, just depending on how they're buying the property. It could be cash and they're okay with that, you know, because you're getting a great price on it. So they'll assume the, but a lot of times they need to be cleared up. You're right.
Okay, here's another one. Are your pontoons on a lift or do they float all season? Mr. Thane.
Well, at the Nadior Marina in Prior Lake, we have 125 slips, and I would say we got just under 20 lifts to accommodate pontoons and or runabouts or whatnot. But for the most part, all of our pontoons are floating.
Can a pontoon float all winter? I mean, is it okay to just leave it in the water?
There have been some people that do that, but you know, with ice damming and shifting of ice, it can cause havoc on them. But we don't
in bays.
Yeah,
we don't want them out of the water.
Yeah, we recommend doing
Chris,
that.
I don't know if you saw the pictures, but Thane actually has pictures of a pontoon he's building custom for a client right now that looks like it'll fly.
Oh, really?
Oh, dual 400 horsepower engines on the back of this beautiful boat.
Two 400
horsepower engines. I'm telling you, if that thing had wings, it would take off over the lake.
Yeah, we're gonna be launching that. It's gonna be our demo at the Nadior here for the spring and early summer. So yeah, Crest builds a really strong superstructure that's 25% thicker aluminum. So they're the only one in the industry that can hold all of that on there. So yeah, it's kind of fun for us because we can literally build a $20,000 pontoon all the way to $200,000. You know, sky's the limit. So. Yeah, we're all the guys are getting pretty anxious to get behind.
What do you power the Crest pontoons with?
We're a certified Mercury dealer.
Awesome.
Yep. So we're run with Mercury, and they've been great to us, and haven't had a single problem with them.
They're out of Wisconsin, right?
Yep. Right out of Fond du Lac. Yeah,
awesome.
Wisconsin.
Support the local workers, and that's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a great line for us, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
651-989-9226. There's a line open if you want to use the phone for your real estate question. Again, like some other folks are doing, send a text, 81807.
Okay, Eddie, you'll like this one.
Uh-oh.
What do you think of services like Redfin? How will services like this change your industry?
I don't think they will.
Change the industry?
I think it continues the stereotypes that real estate agents rip you off. Because if you think about this, for example, the big ad that's everywhere – they run, you know, the percentages and whatever else, but that's just for your side as a seller. So what I always say is this, what are you getting for what you're being charged? If you're being charged 1.5%, how much of a service are you being provided with 1.5%? Is it brochures? Is it full negotiations? Is it the marketing networks? Is it the whatever? Or are they just throwing it online?
Right.
And those are questions that I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying that. So you still have to pay the other side of the commission. You still have to pay out the 2.7% on the other side. So you're really, it's a little misleading, I think, you know, in the sense that, but if you already have a buyer, they can do it for 1.5 if you already found your own buyer. So, I mean, that's, you
right.
know, it's just another gimmick. It's a company trying to make a living. They're new to the market, so they have to come in with a big splash, and that's how they're doing it.
I think in any industry, you're going to find, I mean, what you believe is value and, you know, what you deem is value to you. And I always say, you know, it's not what you pay, it's what you keep. And in the end, what is it that you want to do? And I think...
Right.
You know, in some cases, and I don't know, I don't work for them. I don't know what they do, but I know our biggest thing is positioning the home to sell for the most amount of money.
Right.
You know, and getting it ready. And there's a lot more to it than watching HGTV and Googling it, what to do, because there's different pricing segments and you got to know what the heck is going on out there and how you can attack it and grab it. So,
well, and at the end of the day, Chris, you and I both know this, is that when you look at, you know, side by side, what is a real estate agent trying to do for you? Ultimately, they're a marketing person coming in to market your property to help you sell for a higher price. If that person's not adding value, if they're just putting it on the market and putting a sign in the yard, they're ripping you off. I mean, it depends on, of course, what they're charging you. I mean, if they're charging you $39.95 to put a sign in your yard, it might be a good deal. On the other side of it, what I look at is break it down when you're shopping your agents, and especially if you have a high-end property or you have something where it's a unique situation, you're going to need that support and that extra marketing to actually fetch you the price that you want in the timeline that you want. And so the gimmicks of thinking that everything is the same is like saying doctors are all the same. All lawyers are the same. And if that was the case, then there wouldn't need to be so many of them.
Yeah. Just compare apples to apples.
Correct.
And you'll get it. So, but I think that's as our job as agents to be able to educate, you know, that seller that's looking at that. But
right.
I'm not one bit afraid of telling people, hey, look into it, check
right.
it out. See if it works for you, because if it does, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I don't think it's changing our industry in the traditional sense. I think there's still a need for what we're doing, but there definitely is I don't have the money to hire an agent. I understand that. Or, you know, so then you may not sell your house for as much because they didn't get the hype, or they didn't do the pre-marketing, or they don't have 1,500 agents that are waiting for your next listing to come online. So it's changing in the sense that I think it's confusing the customer more than it's changing our industry.
Yeah. Well, it's also probably the equity if they have that in there too, if there's enough wiggle room to pay you guys for your expertise and
sure.
services.
Well, usually that's the case, and that's a great point, because in most cases, real estate agents can sell that house for more. Statistically, they've shown it. It's like 8.5% more than if you sell it yourself.
And so it covers the spread easily.
Yeah. You make money on the spread. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. Again, inviting listeners to join in on the conversation if you have a real estate question. In the Twin Cities, our current temperature reading here on CCO 58. We'll be right back. And good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. We are accepting, as we always like to do, your real estate questions by phone and by text. And I can see, guys, we do have callers
let's
in there.
It.
Let's help them out. I think Steve is calling from Burnsville. Steve, what's your question, please?
Yeah, I live in a townhome in Burnsville. It's worth around $200,000. I'm going to be selling it in the next month or two. I'm going to be refinishing my deck. I've got new carpet, granite countertops, new hardwood floors. It's pretty much in good shape, but it does need painting. I'm just wondering if it's worth it to put $1,500 to $1,000 in it to get painted. Will I get my value back out of it if I sell it? Or in today's market, will I be better off just selling it without painting it?
Okay, Steve, you get a $200,000 townhouse in Burnsville. Paint that, and you're going to be very, very happy with what you get for a return, because they are hot right now. Anything around $200,000 is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got it, but turnkey, and especially when you said hardwood floors, you said granite.
Yep.
I mean, those things are the hot buttons.
Well, and I think townhouse lifestyle too. Think about that, Chris. I mean, that's a busy person that doesn't want to maintain stuff and they're on the go. I think that would be a great advantage to have that painted.
Yeah. I found the color that we use a lot. Someone asked a couple weeks ago, and I kept forgetting what it was. Clay beige.
Clay beige.
It's a good
beige.
Color. Yeah. And then there's a pewter color too. That's kind of the gray on the gray one. That look at Thane's writing that down.
Yeah,
that's what he's going to paint your new 400 horsepower pontoon. Clay beige.
Okay, so what else? What do we get at that AndyandRooney.com?
Uh-huh.
That's where you can get all of our information and contact information. Also on the Aspen Creek development with the contract for deed.
Cool.
And then you are going to post. That new little boat on there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
People can come down, take a look at it, and if they ask
maybe
nicely,
put some stuff about Nadior Marina and
what
you guys do, and people can rent boats and stuff.
Absolutely, and we'll be glad to take them out for a little spin, too.
Jeez.
Okay, Andy, do you guys actually sell northern Minnesota lake homes or refer out?
It depends on what northern Minnesota means.
Yeah, Champlain.
I mean,
not south.
To me, that's northern
once
Minnesota.
Once you just passed the border patrol, you hit Champlain. I'm still good. I'll go probably 45 minutes north of or around that area comfortably. And if it's an exceptional property, we just were talking to a couple people that were out a little farther, straight west, that we would look at that too. It just depends on what value do we add. Because if you need
– And what the sellers are looking for.
Yeah, because if you expect somebody to be at every showing, well, it's not going to happen if I'm 3 hours away. So then what I would do is, we've done it in the past. Chris and I did this up in Devil's Lake, where we had – a bunch of stuff listed where we had a local agent that worked with us, we partnered with, and so we could advertise it here in the cities and get the, you know, the momentum of the buyers. We'd send them up there, and then we had somebody up there to walk them, you know, through the properties, walk the docks, and do all that fun stuff. So it can be done. Otherwise, we refer them out.
Yep, exactly. Why don't you give me your information, though, how to get a hold of you guys, Thane?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is nottyormarina.com, K-N-O-T-T-Y-O-A-R, marina.com. And, yeah, we have a full line of Crest pontoon rentals. Can book those online as well. We have a fleet of pontoons for sale. So, yeah, definitely stop on down. Give Larry or myself a phone call. Our number is 952-447-4300. And, yeah, we'd love to talk or show you some comparisons and kind of educate you on.
How are you able to get that 4300 number? That's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
It's been around a long time.
Long time. Yeah, you don't get that number. That's great. 447-4300.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
So next week, I'm going to be in doing a little Denmark action. So Mr. Pereski is going to be
world
on travel, his own.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
why are you
hopefully
going to Denmark?
He'll make it. My kid plays football in Denmark, so we're going to kind of get to go visit him. So
well, that sounds like fun.
American football in Denmark.
You need a life coach to go with you?
Yeah, exactly.
I could help you make good decisions.
No, totally. Hey, we've got open houses all this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's on chrisrooney.com. I'm sure you do, Andy.
Yeah, Pereski.com is the same, and then our Facebook page too. So
yeah. All right, let's hit a few more texts here. I'm going to sell my Edina home. It's in great shape, but was told to have cracks in the fireplace interior. Should this be repaired for inspection?
Well, it'll get called out for sure.
Yeah,
and it's usually a
I don't
six,
know if a fireplace
thousand.
Has never has not gotten called out. I right. mean, it's crazy. So if you have a wood-burning fireplace, yep. the odds of that, I mean, because, I mean, think about it. I mean, mm-hmm. a fireplace person coming in saying, oh, yeah, there's no problems, you'll never have a fire. They're not going to say that.
Right.
You know, they have liability if they say that. So
sure.
typically there is something, but you know, you also might want to think about just putting a gas insert in there.
Yeah, that's you a know? Great. That's and a now, very affordable about, I don't want to say quite half price, but it's probably 75% of the cost of repairing and then still having wood.
There's some. I remember I sold a house in Eden Prairie, boy, 3-4 years ago now that it was a $50,000 fix of the fireplace. And these people wanted the wood-burning fireplace.
That must have been one of those you can walk into or what? Just a monster, huge fireplace?
Yeah, and there's a room in it and stuff.
Yeah, if you make a mistake, it turns into the cremation room.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so be very careful.
Okay. My realtor and I agreed on a selling price. Realtor then asked me to add 400 square feet of hardwood, put a fence in the backyard, and then repaint 2,600 square feet.
Oof.
Shouldn't these improvements add value to the home price? I don't know how that agent said, but they might mm-hmm. have told you that, you know, based on those improvements,
right.
that's what you'll end up getting.
Well,
for.
Or Chris, think about this too. A shifting market. Boy, if somebody came on the market, maybe two more listings came on since you talked about the price and they're in better condition for that price. And so maybe he, she is just trying to help you prepare to be in a competitive spot.
When I go into houses, I always say, you know what, we'll figure out the price a week before we're going to go on.
Right.
Because number one, we got to know what the competition is that we're facing.
Yep.
And I got to know what you've done. And I'll tell you, even though we've done it, I've been in it 29 years, Andy, mm-hmm. you've been in it forever. I mean, even sometimes the end product surprises us.
Right.
You know, and all of a sudden we see it. It's like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And the other big thing is how it photographs.
Yep.
So what I tend to do is I don't go back until I see the new photographs.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I can, from a marketing standpoint, because that's your first impression.
Yep.
And that's a huge thing. I've raised prices 10,000, 20,000 mm-hmm. because of the photos we have.
Well, and that you're right, Chris. And I think that the other thing you got to keep in perspective is that when you're on the market, eventually it's going to become your turn. You're the prettiest house at the best price. And I have an example of that this week in Blaine. We had a model that was listed for the spring preview, had an offer on it early. The buyer walked away. So the house has still got 62 days of market time on it. Friday, four offers, all over asking price. Everybody's fighting over this house because it was its moment. I mean, that was a time where now there's nothing at that price in that area, and everybody fights over the deal. So going back to the question we were asked, that positioning is ridiculously important in today's market from a competitive perspective. And that's a difference between selling in hours versus selling in months.
Yep, totally. I had a great phone call this week, too. I was going to say it at the very beginning, but I didn't. It was from someone that we've been corresponding with for some time. And they want to sell their house within a year to 2 years. But they called to be able to get our stager designer to come in.
Smart.
And I was like, yes, this is what you got to do. Do it, you know, so you have time to get all this stuff done. Because that's why a lot of people get delayed. They want to put it on in April, and now all of a sudden it's July. And maybe they missed their market. You got to be able to attack.
Well, we always jokingly say, do those graduation improvements when they're sophomores so you can enjoy them for 3 years. And then when they go off to college and you move, you at least you got to enjoy some of your investment.
Yeah. Oh, what do we got? We got a minute left?
About 60 seconds to go here.
60 minutes. All right. Thane, you must have some wisdom for us. How many people on the lake actually use your services from a pontoon rental? So they live on the lake and they actually use your services?
You know, a lot of times it's for the customer that's having like a big reunion and they want to get one or two or three extra or their boat has broken down. And so, yeah, quite a few actually or in between.
I'm closing on a house on the lake at the end of this month on Prior Lake, and I will be using those services.
Well, you know,
drop off, bring it over to my house.
That's why I have to question you. How much business have I given you over the years? So I think you need to buy one.
Yes.
Dang.
Dual 400
I spent all that.
Yeah. 200 grand.
Yeah.
Thane, I'm thinking 200 at least.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be back next week. We hope you join us. And now, how do we get in touch with you guys? What is that website?
Small case Andy and Rooney capitalized.
Andy.com.
What a guy.
AndyandRooney.com. All right, we'll be back next week here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.